There are many opportunities for students all the way from middle school to high school and even to college. And that's what a committee had talked about and had many conversations. I'm speaking with the chair of the committee, Noah Dixon. He is from the state of Delaware. So Noah, tell me about the issue of this committee and what it was called.
First and foremost, thank you for having me. I'm super excited, not only to have been able to serve as chair, but talk with you about what we were doing as a committee. So our committee title was Expanding Student Opportunities. And as you can tell, that is a very large and broad audience where we could take that in many different directions. So we had conversations revolving around language, inclusivity, middle school members for our discovery degree individuals, and so much more. So as we were going along throughout our committee process, we had lots of discussion and debate about where we were going to go. We ultimately ended up with three main recommendations and three primary target areas that we think National FFA could incorporate to make our member experience better for all. Absolutely everyone from the first year members to someone who's already graduated high school and looking to get their American degree, these things would be able to benefit everyone. So our first was about the discovery degree members. And since we just had the installation of fifth grade members into the National FFA organization, we wanted to give them the opportunity to participate in everything that the high schoolers are as well. So instead of throwing everything at them all at once and overwhelming a lot of things, including National FFA and all the teachers and members, we're recommending that we do a gradual process to start incorporating CDEs and LDEs on the national level for those type of members. We also talked about some of the things involving inclusivity, whether that be IEPs, 504s, or just learning about inclusive language and inclusive opportunities for the facilitators of National FFA and resources that we can funnel down to the state association and chapter level to make opportunities available for every member, regardless if they have a physical or mental or linguistic disability. And our final recommendation was that the National FFA creates a list of dates that are important for FFA members every year, whether that be when scholarships are due or just opportunities for when national conventions going around. This opportunity or this list of dates would allow the members to have clear access to what they're able to get out of our organization so that everyone, regardless of where you're from, who you are, is able to get the most out of the National FFA organization.
So you looked at a lot of different perspectives. What was something that you learned from this committee?
I learned a lot, actually, about pretty much everything, but I'll start off, especially with the inclusivity part with 504 and IEPs. Going into this experience, I did not know much about any of that at all. So being able to talk with individuals who either had experience knowing individuals or having our professional experts in the room to clarify about what we were doing allowed me to better develop my understanding of these topics, which for me is really important because I want to be a teacher in the future. So being an ag educator, I need to know how these things work on the school district level and how National FFA as a whole is trying to include these types of students and make the experience that I have in the future even better so that I can impact my members even better.
What is something you're hoping to take away from this committee as you learn from your peers and as you continue to lead FFA members in your state association?
Absolutely. So some fun fact about Delaware is that approximately 50% of our members are middle schoolers. We have multiple chapters that are the middle school level individually. So I was extremely excited when we were talking about the discovery degree members, because this is giving the opportunity that I wish I had as a middle school member to so many around the country. Being able to not only do the competition within the state, but being able to move on the national level and represent your state, represent your chapter, and represent yourself to be able to grow and gain that experience is something that I wish I had, and I'm super excited that so many others are going to.
Well, what a continued conversation you're going to have. Any lasting words about the committee and what you're looking forward to here in the future?
Well, I'm extremely glad that the committee went the way it was. We were able to take such a broad topic and narrow it down to a few different points of action that hopefully National FFA will take, because these are just recommendations, but hopefully everything that we said will be incorporated in the near future, because everything that we were going for, like the name suggested, was to expand the opportunities for our students, to expand the opportunities for all of our members, and to make the experience beneficial for everyone, regardless of who you are, and being able to gain the most that you can out of the FFA, because it's such a huge organization, so many opportunities, and we wanted to give that opportunity to everyone.
One of the many committees that are talking and having the student voice in the FFA organization, Noah Dixon, State of Delaware. For National FFA, I'm Michelle Stengler.